Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. Today, I'm asking you to take action on two issues that will ensure a healthier, more prosperous future for the Hudson Valley. I've mentioned them both before, but we urgently need your support right now. First, developers eager to build high-voltage power lines through 25 Valley communities are finalizing designs, and we have until April 15th to comment on them. In previous commentaries, I've described the harm these lines will cause. In fact, no one has shown yet how or even if the public will benefit from them. All we do know is that local ratepayers will foot 90% of construction costs, which could exceed $1 billion, and 80% of cost overruns. Some of the plans include taking private land by eminent domain, and almost none of the developers propose placing the lines underground. Most plans include transmission towers that would damage scenic beauty, productive farmland, tourism, cultural and historic sites, and critical wetland and wildlife habitats, the very foundation of the Hudson Valley's economy and quality of life. After a hard-won fight to force the state to re-examine the need for the lines, the Public Service Commission has scheduled a technical conference in June to review whether there is a need for the projects at all. The Public Service Commission has given the public until April 15th to comment on the developers' plans. This may be our last chance to stop this project and urge the PSC to focus on 21st century energy solutions, like its own initiative known as Reforming the Energy Vision. The easiest way to let the PSC know you oppose the lines is by visiting the website of the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition at www.hvsec.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link connecting you directly to the PSC's comment page. While you're on the website, consider joining the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition. That way, you'll receive the latest campaign updates. On a second issue, also important for our region, I hope you'll demonstrate your support for agriculture in the region by reaching out to your state assembly member and senator and asking them to approve Governor Cuomo's $20 million commitment in this year's budget to protecting Hudson Valley farmland. These funds will go a long way in making the region healthier. Permanently conserved farms not only provide nourishing food, but they safeguard wildlife habitat and environmentally sensitive areas, including local water supplies. Despite these benefits and rising interest in farm fresh food, the Valley lost dozens of farms over the last 5 years. The $20 million in state funding would provide an enormous boost to carrying out Scenic Hudson's Foodshed Conservation Plan, protecting the region's most productive agricultural land as the basis of securing permanent access to local food. This money would join substantial investments made to preserve farmland by county and municipal government, as well as Scenic Hudson. By acquiring conservation easements, that is, paying farmers a portion of their land's market value to ensure its permanent protection, we not only keep family farms in business, but make the land more affordable for the next generation of young farmers. Please call your legislators and let them know that their leadership is vital to assure this appropriation passes. They must approve the budget by April 1st, so please don't delay. Let them know that the 11 million New Yorkers who depend on Valley Farms for fresh food are counting on their votes. Thank you for weighing in on these two issues. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.